when they have it. And the birds love to eat them, and they have gorgeous leaves on them in the fall. They turn all different colors, mm-hmm. and they're really pretty.
Okay. What about a bush that grows along the side of the road or by fences, and the leaves turn bright red early in spring? They're small clusters of berries.
That's it.
Oh, this is the same.
That's it, yeah. Popcorn tree, or I think they call them a cottonwood, too, but I wouldn't swear to it.
Have you heard of a bush or small tree that's used or used to be used by old people to tan leather?
Tongue nut tree? I don't know. What is it?
Sumac?
Sumac? Oh, yeah, I've heard of sumac.
Okay. And what kind of bushes will make your skin break out if you touch them?
Poison ivy, poison oak.
Is there a difference?
Yeah,
the
there's a difference, yes. Uh-huh. It's two different plants.
Yeah,
it's a viney kind of a plant. Both of them are vines.
Mm-hmm.
Vines.
And is there a difference in the shape of leaves?
Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
I just don't touch anything that looks like either one.
Right. Okay, what are some kinds of berries?
White berries, dewberries, huckleberries.
Kind that you put
blueberries,
sugar and cream on.
Sugar and cream, blackberries.
Yeah, they're red.
Red berries, raspberries.
Yeah, there's those, and there's no
strawberries.
And what is a tall bush that has clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers?
Pink and white flowers.
They bloom in late spring. Yeah.
A tall bush with pink and white, boy, that's a good clue. A tall bush with
great.
Pink and white flowers.
I don't know anything else about it.
Are you talking about laurel, mountain laurel? Boy, that was a good guess.
How about much bigger ones with longer segments of stem? And these grow further up in the mountains.
I don't know. What is that?
Rhododendron.
Oh, rhododendron.
Okay. And what about a large flowering tree with very shiny leaves, big white flowers?
Magnolia.
Okay. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask.
My husband.
And a man would say, I must ask.
My wife.
Okay. A woman who has lost her husband is called a?
Widower.
And the man who?
A widow.
Yeah.
A widow.
The man,
is a widower.
Yeah.
Okay.
The man whose daughter you are is your
father.
And what do you call your father?
Daddy.
Okay. Any other affection terms?
Well, so his name is Pot, and sometimes I address him as Pot.
Okay. And his wife is your
mother.
And what do you call your mother?
Mother.
Did you ever call her anything else when you were little?
Oh, now I can't remember that.
Okay.
Mother, I reckon, is or mama.
Okay. Your father and mother together are your
parents.
Mm-hmm. Your father's father is your
my grandfather.
What did you call him?
I've never known him.
Okay. Was he ever referred to him?
No.
To you as just grandfather?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And his wife would be your
grandmother.
Okay. And any terms for her?
Well, I call her grandma.
Okay. So your sons and daughters are your
children.
Okay, a name that a child's known by just in the family?
You name a pet name.
Okay. Something on wheels that you can put a baby in?
A wheel, a carriage.
Okay. And any other kind?
A stroller.
And what's the difference there?
A stroller is a thing that the child sits in and is pushed. It's
mm-hmm.
like a chair on wheels, and the carriage is like a bed on wheels.
Okay. You put the baby in the carriage and go out and
stroll.
Okay. Your children are your sons and
daughters.
And your children are boys and
girls.
Okay. If a woman's about to have a baby, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Do you have any joking ways of talking about that?
Well, joking ways.